Good evening. 2 weekends ago, soon after the Sunday morning mass, as I was standing at the narthex greeting people, an elderly woman approached me and said, "Father, I'm a visitor here. I'm staying with my friend here in Georgia. I want to tell you that I loved your liturgy. It was beautiful. The mass was very lively. The people are so welcoming, and you have a beautiful church." Wow. That observation from a visitor affirmed my own good feelings about our great parish. I told her, "It is so good to hear that. Thank you." No doubt, our parish is a beautiful example of an already fruit-bearing parish community, already fruit-bearing vineyard of the Lord. Both today's first reading from the book of Isaiah and the gospel from Matthew present the imagery of the vineyard. God is the landowner, and we are the vines in the vineyard of our parish. Our God is so faithful in pruning us and preparing us through his life-giving word and the sacraments so that we may bear good fruit in due time. Our St. John Newman Parish emblem, as you have noticed, is vine and branches. You can see that everywhere. Just look around. It's everywhere in our sanctuary, on our stained glass windows. The theme of the vine and the branches runs all along. That's our parish emblem. This theme comes from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." Our parish has proven over the past many years as a fruit-bearing community. We recently concluded our Building a Legacy of Faith campaign, which produced so much fruit, spiritually and materially. We built this beautiful church with all the facilities in it, and we completely paid it off. We also built the new Marian Chapel with your generous support, and we are on our way to pay it off completely. Several of our parishioners have come and told me, shared with me how much they have been enriched spiritually over the many years through the various faith formation programs that we offer, both for adults and for the children. We have more than 70 different ministries which are actively running through volunteers here in our parish. 70, more than 70 different active ministries run by volunteers, by our parishioners. These volunteers are laboring hard in the vineyard of our parish so that we can bear much fruit by providing shelter to the homeless through the Family Promise Ministry, by providing sacraments to the sick and the homebound, by comforting those in sorrow and the bereaved families, to mention a few of the many ministries that we run. Because of your generous donations, we are able to make a great difference in the lives of so many poor and needy people around us through the St. Vincent de Paul Society, through our prison ministry, and many other outreach ministries. These are all great things happening in our parish, and we should be proud of that. Despite this great news, I would like to share with you some facts. I know you will be surprised to hear this. But based on our annual financial report, our total parish offertory income was down by $167,802 over the past 2 years. Our offertory income is substantially going down, whereas our operating expenses increased by 5.6% over the past year. Our report indicates, I'm sure you may have seen our annual report, which was published last weekend. If you haven't had a chance to read this, please take a copy. We have still copies left at the Narthex. It is a greatly done annual report. It has all the details in it. And you will get to know the situation, the state of our parish from this. According to the annual report, it indicates that over 82% of all our income comes from about 9% of our parishioners. I repeat, our reports indicate that over 82% of all our income comes from about 9% of our parishioners. Shocking, right? But that's the fact. These findings made the parish administration think of ways how to improve consistent giving through the offertory. Now, I don't want to ask for money. I don't like it. And I know you don't like to hear it also, right? But I'm doing it. I have to do it. I'm doing this to help our parish grow in our mission. The fact is, we haven't had any formal offertory commitment done for over 12 years here in our parish because of the ongoing building campaign. And you know that. Therefore, after consultation with the finance council and the pastoral council, the parish administration has decided to run an increased offertory program called Faithful Living, Grateful Giving. The title of our program is Faithful Living, Grateful Giving. This would provide an opportunity for all to share a portion of your financial blessings with the Lord through the weekly love offering. We need your help to create a strong financial footing so that we can step forward and increase the reach of our mission. Increasing our Sunday offertory collection will enable us to continue the mission of our parish community and to focus on expanding our outreach ministries. I know many of you have been very generous in the past to the building campaign. So many of you have been so generous, and I thank you sincerely for that. But once we completed the building campaign, several of you have stopped giving, perhaps thinking that the parish doesn't need money anymore. But we do. The reality is that we must establish a consistent income to continue to do what we must to expand our mission. I realize that much has been already asked of you. Some families and individuals are already experiencing difficult financial times. I understand that. But we all can pray for our parish and for the success of this increased offertory program. And I also believe that everyone can give something in a consistent manner, no matter how small or big it may be. Remember the story of the poor widow in the gospel who put in two small copper coins into the treasury. And Jesus was observing that, and he said, that praising that woman for her generosity. She has put in more than others, he said. He just praised her for her generosity. Did you know that we have more than 2,300 registered families in our parish? We do have more than 2,300 registered families. What if every family gave a little more annually? That would certainly increase our offertory. As stewards of Christ, we are all called to share from the blessings of our time, our talents, and our treasure. Just as you have been so generous in sharing your time and talent through the various ministries, so also I appeal to you today to consider sharing from your financial blessing by increasing your weekly offering. I would like to inform you that this week all the registered families will be receiving in the mail a special brochure titled Faithful Living and Grateful Giving. The brochure would look like this one. You will be getting that in the mail soon, so don't be shocked. The brochure explains it all, so please go through it. It comes along with a commitment card, which will look like this one. A commitment card to support our parish, to renew your financial commitment and how to support our parish. Please take a look at it and discuss it in the family and see how much you give right now, how much more you can increase to give to the parish, to the Lord, from the blessings of your income, how much more you can give back to God. Next weekend, October 14, 15, will be our In-Pew Commitment Sunday. I would like to emphasize that this is an important event in the life of our parish, and I request everyone for your cooperation and for your prayers and commitment to advance the mission of our parish. Please bring the commitment card with you next Sunday, and we together will be making a commitment to an increased offertory giving after the homily. Let us generously bear witness to our parish motto of know your faith, live your faith, and share your faith through our faithful living and grateful giving program. I look forward to seeing you all next weekend. Thank you, and God bless you all.